In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 8 through 12, we are told that the mighty men of David fought overwhelming enemies, Philistines, Moabites, Egyptians, and they stood firm when no one else would. But even in their faith and in their courage, we see a foreshadowing of someone greater. Jesus, the Son of David, fought the ultimate battle, not against flesh and blood, but against sin and death itself. And unlike David's men, we didn't stand with him. We fled. He fought alone and won. And Jesus didn't just overcome external enemies. He conquered our internal enemy, sin. And he didn't do it to hand the sword back to us and then say, "You finish the job." He did it so that we would trust him daily for strength to overcome temptation and live in his victory. As believers, we still face battles, but we do so in the armor that the King has provided for us. And so this means that your spiritual battles today against pride, against anger, addiction, or despair are not yours to win alone. They are fought in the strength of the Lord. He supplies the grace, the courage, and the victory. So we fight not for victory, but from a place of victory. Here are three ways that you can pray about this today. Thank Jesus for the fighting and winning of the battles against your sin. Ask him to clothe you in his strength for today's temptations. And pray to grow in daily dependence on Christ's finished work. Here are two peoples that you can pray for. Brian and Pam Reisner, our missionaries in Romania. And the Romanian LifeWord broadcast for the people of Romania. And remember this, we fight our daily battles in the strength of the King who has already won the war.